what would you describe your preferred original current genres of music? You probably have a preference. I happen to lean in the folk direction. Singer-songwriter certainly overlaps with that heavily. But I'm not particularly into rap, for instance. And that doesn't mean I don't like any. I've experienced some excellent rap. But what about you?
Good for you. I'm so glad that you say you like rap or that you appreciate it, because I remember having an acting teacher a while ago saying, oh, I like all music except rap. And I'm like, that's kind of racist. That was my opinion, to discount an entire genre of music that has a lot of powerful, good people. It just seemed a little wrong. I mean, yeah, there's a lot of profanity associated with rap, but there's a reason for it. And I'm not saying it's all great or all bad, but I don't think you should ever, with a broad brush, say, you know, one genre is better than another. That's my personal opinion. But as far as my music goes, I'm committed to the idea of allowing myself to go in any direction I want to go. You know, when you try to get your songs on the internet, you usually have to push a button that says, how do you classify this? Is it Americana? Is it folk rock? Is it folk acoustic? Is it bluegrass? Is it singer-songwriter? I think the catch-all place that I'm most comfortable is singer-songwriter, because I think that's fair for me, because I try to play on every tune that I write. So the only thing that anchors my songs is I usually sing and I usually play.
What I did say, by the way, is I didn't say what was good or bad. I could just say what I like. And having come to age, you know, in the late 60s, early 70s, there's a certain amount of music there that is just ingrained in my bones.
Sure.
One of the things I didn't learn along the way, for instance, was classical music. And again, I know some really good classical tunes, but it's not the thing that grabs me. So the same thing, that rap does not generally grab me. Classical doesn't generally grab me. Even jazz doesn't normally grab me. And that doesn't mean it's not wonderful. It's just who I happen to be in my formation.
Another thing, too, is maybe 5 years from now, you're going to become this big classical aficionado that you don't know about yet, you know?
Wow, that would stun me.
Okay. You never know.
I don't know. But on the other hand, my bread tends to be whole wheat or multigrain. It's almost never white bread. What about you? What kind of bread do you eat?
Well, right now I'm on a no-carb diet, so it's no bread.
So when you're singing Chasing My Daily Bread, that's kind of literal, because I can't have it. It's getting away from me.
That's exactly it.
Well, I do love songs that merge genres and have great messages. I guess that's part of my folk roots, is I want a song with a message. And then on the other hand, there's some songs I love growing up that, Gimme That Ding is one of the stupid songs that was on the radios when I grew up.
Or like, Do-Do Run Run. I mean, what does that mean?
Absolutely. Absolutely.